you know, we got one more game to close it out. And after that, you know we have to play our best football ever, you know, to be able to compete in advance.
So many crazy things happened in this game. 16 punts. You had the PAT blocked.
Yeah.
Did you? What was the feeling when you saw that field goal attempt go right?
Just elation, man. Just complete happiness, joy, relief. So many emotions. You know, it's been a dogfight this game. You know, just everything we've had to go through. You know, not really producing much on offense. Our defense playing lights out the whole game. Been like that all year. And to come down to that last field goal, I could barely watch. But the guys saw it before I did. I saw them celebrating. And it's just an incredible feeling, man.
What was the thing like inside the locker room, Dwayne?
Just complete joy, man. We put so much into this season. And, you know, the work that we put in the preseason coming into this year, the adversity we've had to go through, a lot of ups and downs. And to be able to get to this point and put these hats on as AFC South champions going into the playoffs, can't get much better than this right now.
Dwayne, take us through the swing of emotions. They're about to kick that field goal.
Yeah, it's just lining up, man. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, Brandon Bullitt comes back to Houston, man, kick a game with him, man. It's like Jesus. But, you know, we just everything that happened in this game, you know, it was just so stressful for that last play, you know. But seeing it go wide right, you know, just a lot of joy, man, and happiness and sigh of relief, you know, and just be able to put these hats on, it means a lot.
Back to back.
What
does it mean, back to back?
It means a lot. You know, guys have put in the work. Hasn't always been pretty. You know, it's been a fight, you know, to get to this point both years to get these wins. You know, for me personally, it means a lot because this time last year I was putting this hat on with a cast on my leg and knowing that I would be out for the rest of the year. You know, so to be able to put this hat on and celebrate with my guys and know that I'm going to continue to compete and continue to contribute for the rest of the season, it means a lot.
DeAndre said that Bill was almost in tears here with you guys.
Yeah, he was a little choked up, man, and deservingly so. I mean, you know, not many more people more passionate about this game than he is. And we've all put in a lot, you know, a lot of hours, a lot of work, you know, to get to this point. And we've had a lot of adversity we've had to fight through. So to get to this moment, I think all of us got a little emotional.
If you could,
what changed there to get you going?
I think the tempo. I kind of sped it up. Started to balance it out a little bit more and kind of caught them the same personnel.
Did you have an idea, the Savage, how tough he was tonight just hanging in there? He was taking some shots, but hung in there when you needed him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was taking some shots. I saw a couple on the Jumbotron. but we know how tough he is. You know he's going to hang in there to the last second and make that throw. And that's special. He's a young guy. We rally behind him now, and he's doing a great job.
How special does it feel to be an AFC South champion tonight?
It's awesome, man. It definitely was a nail-biter. But to pull this one out, it's special. And we're champs, and you can't take that away from us. But there's more for us out there.
Your view of the final field goal, were you looking?
Yeah, I looked, and I thought they made it. I couldn't tell. I had to look at the refs. And when they said no good, I went nuts.
Can you kind of explain how you guys have overcome all these things that you've been faced with, injuries and the rest of the list?
I just think the toughness that we have as a group, as a team, not just a group, everybody in here, you know they're going to give you your all no matter what the situation, no matter the circumstance, whether we're up 50 or down 50, we're going to give our all. And that's why I think we're never out of games. We're always going to finish.
Congratulations.
You know, after watching games earlier today, and all year, you know, we always wanted to win the division. And to put it together tonight means a lot for us. You know, we practiced our tails off this week. Short week, didn't go in pads. So, you know, I think everybody's level of focus was where it needed to be today. And we played four quarters. That was the one thing that we always preach is playing four quarters. And we did it, coming down to the, you know, last seconds of a ball game. But sometimes it's going to be like that. We knew every game we play here on that is going to be a, you know, playoff atmosphere. So it was just a taste of what we've, you know, got to look forward to. So at this point, you know, it's going to be like that. Game's going to be tough. And we got to find a way to win them. So for the past 2 weeks, we find a way to win. And I think that's at this point, Late in the season in December, you got to be able to find a way to win ball games.
What do you think this defense played today?
I think we played pretty well. You know, the one drive we gave up the big play, but besides the big play, I think we played a consistent and a good football game. You know, one of the things we wanted to do was stop the run, and I think we did a pretty good job of that, of stopping the run and taking control of the line of scrimmage. So that's going to be a theme. It's been a theme all year. It's going to continue to be a theme throughout the playoffs now, of stopping the run and trying to make a team one-dimensional and play ball from there.
I mean, Jacksonville did their thing. I mean, we just tried to play one game at a time. We knew we had to win. Every game is important, so we wasn't really worried about that. And we just focused on this game, and we did a great job of finishing and came out with the win. So
every week it seems like the defense is improving. We see it on the front end. We see it on the back end. Just kind of talk about how this whole unit has come together under Coach Crennel and the schemes that he's putting out there for you guys.
I mean, Coach do a great job with the game plan, put us in great spot, great position to make plays. We got a great D-line, great linebackers, great cornerbacks. I mean, we just play together, man. We just talk it out. A bad play happened, we just look to the next play and just, like I said, keep our head up. And we just playing for each other, so.
Can you talk about the tension and the emotion and that to see that final kick go right to clinch the division for you guys?
It was all God, man. I was praying the whole game. I was praying. I mean, we all came, tried to block the kick or whatever. I didn't even look at it until I heard the crowd screaming. So, like I said, it was all God, man.
Well, so now that you guys are AFC South champs, obviously there's still much more work to be done.
I mean, we're just going to get in the workshop, man, take it game by game, day by day. Coaches do a great job with the game plan. We're just going to listen, take the coaching, and just get ready for our opponent.
You guys were set on the bench next to Weed. Gave a good prayer. Turned it over to the Lord and then got up, walked, and waited to see what the result going to be.
So what did you think when you heard or saw the final result?
We done it again. Meaning he done it again. He came through for us. You know? He ain't got good luck here in Houston, man.
How big of an accomplishment is this to win the AFC South, given what you guys have been through,
Tony? It's a big accomplishment. Definitely a big accomplishment, but it's just another step. Yeah, just another step. And I think that a lot of the older fellas here in the locker room know that. And they were saying that, you know, as we broke up, everybody partying, everybody excited. You know, I remember a year we did that, had champagne in the locker room just for the division championship win and lost in the playoffs, you know. So our focus is going to be to press forward. Now, you know, this is not the destination.